This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is the lovely, delightful, talented, effervescent, and just truly amazing star of the Capitol Steps, Elena Newport. The Capitol Steps are Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
Did you buy a thesaurus this week or something?
Yes. My word of the day calendar had all adjectives this week. So
maybe you're getting paid by the word today. I don't know. I have certain pianists at the Capitol Steps. I think they get paid by the notes. They add as many as they can.
We're salivating
this week. Actually, we're really, really hoping for this Donald Trump run for the presidency.
Oh yeah. Well, you guys have, I'm sure, the hairpiece all ready to go, and his humility, I think, is going to be the cornerstone of any future campaign.
We do. We're auditioning small animals to sit on the performer's head to be the hairpiece. And I think you had some funny ideas about how he could pick his cabinet.
Well, I was thinking, he's already the host of The Apprentice, so I don't know how many they bring in there in the beginning. I think it's about 10 or 12 or so. And you just have anybody who, what he thought was worthy of being considered to be his running mate. And then you just have them go through a few different challenges like they do on the show. And then at the end, whoever's standing, he says, "You're hired." And, everybody goes on from there.
And at the same time, they could lose weight. I don't know. There's so many things they could combine.
Exactly right. There's no audience participation on that show, so that could be an interesting wrinkle if you decided to incorporate that. But something tells me Donald Trump would be making his own decision if he were ever to get there, which is a big if.
And then the voting, if it ever happened, would be by text or,
right.
Call into this 800 number, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Well, we have a new album coming out in about a week.
I hear about that. Desperate House Members?
Desperate House Members, and the artwork alone is worth getting it for. It's got, all the desperatest of the house members. Is that the word, desperatest?
Most desperate probably would be grammatically correct, but I understand where you're going.
All right. It's got, it's got a lot of our hits of the last year, if you want to call them that. I don't know if we're not top 40 or anything. But we had one today that we wanted the lead cut, not the title cut, but the lead cut called Put Your Cans in the Hand, about TSA security.
I think that pretty much sets it up perfectly. Here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you make your travel plans during this busy holiday season, we know that you have your choice of invasive airport security measures. That's why I'm here tonight on behalf of the TSA to give you a little hands-on demonstration. Now, of course, yes, we do have the full body scanning devices, or as we prefer to call them in the biz, the ISL-ISF machines. I see London. I see France. But if you would prefer to have the vigorous full body pat down, well, I would highly recommend that. And of course, as usual, some passengers will be randomly selected for extra measures. Miss, step this way, please. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to take that bottle of water. Thank you very much. Every time I see a pretty girl in line, I just start hoping she'll take the pat down rather than the x-ray so I can start a groping. Since the TSA said it's okay to be fondled by some slob, we've been flooded with complaints as well as applications for the job. So put your cans in the hands of the man who steals your water. Let this hunk give the junk in your trunk just a little squeeze. Well, hey, now you can start to do your part, just to put your hands up, please. And put your cans in the hands of a man with a GED.
My mama taught me what to do with guys like you before I was 7. She said, try avoiding guys who aren't fit to work at 7-Eleven.
Hey, now while you're in line, your body's mine, your backside could hide a gun.
When you're groped by a dope, then you know the terror.
Stand where the handbook says you oughta. I demand that you stand.
Just do what you must do.
Let's see, your ID says your name is Lee.
Well, what's my name? Well, You're putting your hand on the gland of a tranny, so the joke's on you.
Oh, Elena, I can only imagine what the TSA has in store for the Capitol steps the next time you guys have to hit the airways.
Well, they were already kind of freaked out by our props. I mean, we go through with all this sort of, like, you know, Middle Eastern stuff and all, everything that we could dress up in every kind of, you know, alarming costume that you might imagine. So they were already worried about us before this song.
Oh, man. So you guys have been profiled from the get-go.
We are on every Homeland Security list.
Oh, man. Well, we will highlight more selections from Desperate House Members, the new CD from the Capitol Steps, in the weeks to come. Congratulations on the CD, and we'll talk to you next week, Elena.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And again, learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can get that brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.